Tracy last week was down for the count. She's still recovering. And I am terrible at laundry. That's already been established.
So keep your me house out of the looking laundry like room. Mine looked for a while.
I ran out of underwear. Friday morning, I got up to do the show, and there was no underwear.
He turns around, he's like, look. I'm like, what am I looking at?
What did you call it? You had a term for it, too, by the way.
Oh, your coin slot
was
showing.
The coin slot. She said, your coin slot is showing. That was my crack.
Yeah.
Because my pants are now falling off me since I've been doing so good working out. By the way, Friday, every guy will appreciate this. Since I didn't have any undergarments, I saw like a woman in the undergarments.
You and your
since
undergarments.
Since I didn't have a slip. No, I chose jeans wisely. I chose a pair of jeans that didn't have any zipper.
That was so funny.
Made sure I had the button fly, right? Fast forward, I get off the show, and there is a package sitting on my desk. And I open up the package, and there is this great greeting card, a pair of underwear.
This is so funny, because they were sent like a week earlier, right? This was not planned
for that morning
or anything.
I had talked about this company on the radio. You know, I'm all into this, you know, as I get older. It's funny, as you get older, the things you look for. Like, I want comfort.
Yes.
And I want comfort in my underwear.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So I got a postcard, and it said, hi, Chad. Enjoy your new Tommy Johns. Can't wait to hear what you think. Best Catherine. And Catherine is the public relations manager at Tommy John.
Tommy John's underwear company?
That's right. Yeah, they make underwear. They're reinventing men's underwear.
You're like, you're not going to believe this. And you show me this package and you dig out. I'm like, what are you doing with these underwear before he put them on? Let's be clear.
Everybody in the building wanted to feel these things.
Yeah. Look at Chad got underwear in the mail. So I was like, do they make girls' underwear like this?
Well, here's the thing. You know how many times you've seen Duluth underwear? You've seen the ads for that, right?
Yeah.
You see MeUndies.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of marketing on radio and social media. Are they legit?
Right.
Are these really the softest and most comfortable underwear?
Does anyone ever really listen to what they're saying?
So they wanted me to be the judge. And I got to tell you, almost sound like I could do an ad for them now, but they got that quick draw fly, which was making a lot of the guys laugh here. But I'm telling you, it comes in handy. You know, the older I get, too, I like that stay put waistband where it won't roll or leave mark. It's a functional fabric, you know? Every guy will appreciate this.
Yeah.
You don't understand this.
Okay.
But let's just say this.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it very delicately. It keeps everything in place. And that's very important to guys.
I'm sure
it
is.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have three sons.
Okay. This is a topic that doesn't get addressed too often. Like, really, what is the best pair of underwear? Where do you find the best comfort?
Mm-hmm.
But I did find in this, you know, starting off kind of as a comedy thing, that people really do care about what they wear. They do guys' underwear, undershirts, clothing, I found. So check them out, TommyJohn.com. After they see what a great candidate I am for this, they should do some advertising with us.
They should just like, yeah,
I'm
you
like
should
the
have an endorsement
guy.
And have drawers full of colorful underwear.
Drawers full of drawers.
There's the slogan.
Drawers full of drawers.
I'm Chad and I have drawers full of drawers.
And if you ask Tracy, she would say I do. She's like,
yeah,
you're worse
you
than
do.
A woman. Because she always says she doesn't have any, but she says you do.
Do you have to go like underwear shopping like girls do? Do you like go pick out the cute colors? And
I am very particular about what I wear. So.
Are you?